Hey guys, welcome to Annex Gamecast Bonus Level 10. I'm Unbiased Ann and I'm here with Genesis. And Diane is back with us to talk about Pokemon Go.
Hey guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for coming back to chat with us, Diane.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
We're excited too. So how's it going, guys?
Good, good.
I'm tired. We were supposed to record like, what?
2 hours ago?
2 hours ago, and then we decided to go do a raid with Matt. Shout out to Matt. I feel like I haven't done a shout out in a long time.
And it was hot.
Yeah, he was in town. I mean, we were under a tree, and it was just, I was just
miserable.
Drenched. Yeah. And I didn't catch the stupid Pokemon.
The Regice?
Yeah, however you pronounce it.
How do you pronounce it?
Well, I used to say Regice, and then I got schooled.
And what is it?
And then the person said, it's Regice.
Regice. Mm.
Regice.
Okay.
But then the other ones are Regie Steel and Regie Rock.
Oh, so you put an extra I in this one.
Yeah.
Or, okay, I see.
Like
makes
an
sense.
E.
Yeah.
All right, so what are y'all excited to talk about?
Ooh, there's so much.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot that's happened.
I'm excited to talk about Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu, so I can plug our shop section of our website.
Yeah.
Give me the money.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk about the possibility of Snorlax being the next field research.
Oh, yeah. What
thing?
I'm excited about that, too.
Pokemon, yeah.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's do the social media thing real quick. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, app at ANX Gamecast. Email us at podcast@anxgamecenter.com. Let's jump right into
round one.
And let's talk about the last Pokemon Go Community Day featuring
Larvitar.
Larvitar and a shiny Larvitar. So I feel like it's been a while. We usually try to do the podcast right after or the same day. But one of the last ones we did, we kind of had some bad information that we put out there because we actually thought this last one was going to be Squirtle.
Right.
Everything we saw was going to be Squirtle, but it was not Squirtle. So we decided, well, maybe we can take a week or do it after once they make some new announcements. Then we can come do our podcast and maybe we have a little bit more accurate information. Then somebody decided to get sick.
Unbiased Dan.
I did.
And here we are like 3 years later finally doing it.
I know.
It's always your fault.
I know.
Man.
It always turns into something that happened to me. But no, I was really sick. I had a sinus infection or something. I did not feel good. And I'm sure nobody wanted to hear me sit here and cough on the mic constantly.
Never know.
That's true.
You
some people
know.
Might be into that.
So we gotta try these things out to see
James.
What works, right?
That's right. You never know.
All right. So,
Diane,
how many shinies did you catch?
Oh, not many.
What?
I did not catch. I think I caught two.
Two.
Two total. That is so. Mine is not historical. Everybody else did really well. I just had a lot going on. I was kind of, you know, running other things and talking to people and adding people to the chat. So it was a little bit more.
It's harder when you're doing, you're trying to do 15 different things at once.
Yeah. So I was happy with the experience because I got to see other people having a good time and getting shinies and, you know, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun to see people being successful. So
there were some people that got a lot.
And there was, can we just say, there was a 100 IV at the very beginning.
Yeah.
We heard.
We missed it.
Yeah. I missed it too. So.
So I don't know if it was posted to the chat or not, but we weren't watching the chat regardless.
It wasn't.
The person who told us about it, I saw them at a distance. And then 15 minutes later, they finally made it to us. They were walking just really, really slow.
Oh.
And then they were like, hey, there's a perfect one back that way. And by the time we got there, it was gone.
Yeah, sad.
Well, and you were having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I was trying to use the stupid Pogo Plus, and it just never worked.
Yeah, because so we didn't get moving for a long time. We literally stood in the same place for like 20 minutes because his Pogo Plus wasn't working.
Oh, I saw you guys over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I put in the chat. I'm like, I see you.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
I didn't see you, but I was like, oh, no, I did find you eventually. I saw.
Yeah.
But when you said that, I didn't know where you were.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that got lots of shinies. I think our contest winner was 15. They got 15.
What?
Yep. And lots of spawns there where we go. It's a really great place where we go, I think. And
15
shinies. There was a couple. Yeah, actually, I think there was a couple people that got 15 shinies. Just how I had to do it was just kind of say, well, you needed to be here with us doing it. And, you know, that kind of made it a little bit more fair.
Yeah.
So.
Somebody's cheating.
Wow.
So.
Unbiased Dan.
How many did you end up getting?
I got 3. And I got really lucky because we always want to get at least 3 so that you can have one for each evolution or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had 2 forever. And it was like in the last, like, I think 5 minutes left. Yeah,
it was after you finished doing your evolving.
Yeah,
right?
I just did it to
get your move.
Yeah,
I was you were like, walking up to the table and you said, I just got my 3rd one.
Yeah, I just got it. So, and actually we walked into one of the stores for a minute, and it was while we were in there that I just still had it open and I got it. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So then I just evolved it really quickly because I think I had a shiny Larvitar and a shiny Tyrant. I skipped over the Pupitar or whatever. Yeah. And then so I evolved it.
So I got lucky also. I got 3. But I got really lucky because one of mine, even though we missed the perfect, one of mine was a 91.
Nice.
One of my shinies.
Oh, so, that's really good.
Yeah. So that works out. And I finally got, I think I got like a 96, which is good for me because I've talked about this on the podcast before. I could not get a good Tyranitar. Like every one that was excellent was a 91 or 92. I couldn't get that 96 to 98 or definitely not a perfect. So I got a 96 now. And not only that, but the 91 that I caught that was shiny was super high CP. So
yeah, you got really lucky.
Yeah, once I evolved it, it instantly was one of my top 6 Pokemon.
Nice.
So it was.
So that's your best Tyranitar, like total, like.
Well, CP wise, the 91 is my best. But again, on community day, I also caught a regular Larvitar that was not shiny. That's 96. But his CP was not as high, so I'm gonna have to put some dust into him.
Yeah.
To get him up.
And now dust is gold, so I don't even know if you're gonna. Want to do that?
Yeah, probably not. Especially now that we're getting into it later, but
yeah.
Now that you got to spend Stardust to trade and stuff like that. So anyway, anything else memorable about the day besides it was hot as I don't know what?
Oh, it was hot.
So hot.
Now, was there a lot of participation this time? I felt like I saw a lot of people, but...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And we ended up doing a raid. Did you guys do that one?
Over there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we ended up doing that raid, and I counted like 50 people. That's
right.
That's the most I've ever seen.
That was pretty crazy.
Everyone was really excited for Larvitar, for sure.
And so we did the raid, and what was funny was I saw a coworker there. And
this is really funny.
She was just like, what's going on? Her husband was there. And
oh, yeah.
Everybody that walked by, he goes, are you playing Pokemon Go? And they were like, uh-huh. And then somebody else walked by, are you playing Pokemon Go? Because they didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then they started figuring out, I guess, after talking to people. And everybody, he's like, everybody was walking around with their head down on their phone. And it's like, so we'd explain what Community Day
was.
That's
the marker.
And they just happened, you know, to be standing very close to where the raid was going to be. So once we were heading towards the raid, I stopped them. They were still there. I was like, there's about to be a million people right here.
Emerging on one spot.
And they were like, what? And then they saw the chaos. And it actually wasn't chaos. I actually liked the way we did it. Everybody just jumped into a group.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when it's all Valor over here and all whatever over there, it just takes too long and it kind of takes the fun out of it sometimes.
It's helpful because then you get more balls.
Right.
But yeah, trying to like corral everybody and organize, it gets real chaotic.
Right.
And it was easy. It was like everybody just jump in.
Everybody just jump in.
Get in where you fit in.
Right.
Basically.
And we were still doing Kyogre. And so there was still shiny possibilities.
Yeah.
So it was fun to hear like, oh, I got a shiny, I got a shiny. And like in all the different groups. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we just did it and moved on, trying to get out, you
kept
know,
it moving because it was still during the event.
Yeah.
So I think I like that better. I feel like they should do that more. I feel like sometimes when we go on community day, there's not a bunch of raids.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes there's one or two and they're really low level. I think this might be the first time there was ever a 5-star while we were, you know, doing community day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because during Charmander Day, there was one at the Sprint that's a sponsored location. So, of course, everybody wants to go because they want to get that chance at an EX pass. And that kind of took away because half the group left and went over there.
I remember that because I was like, I'm not leaving.
No. Yeah.
I know I understand that it's Sprint, but I'm just like, I'm just not. It's too hard to get in and out of this area.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
parking is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about this time, but it was really, really laid back. Like, I caught some good stuff and I got my shinies and we stopped and got frozen yogurt.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I'm not going to call it Froyo on the podcast, even though I just did.
I used to always say that. I'd be like, you want some Froyo? And he's like, don't call it that. I'm like, that's what it's called.
This.
It's called Froyo.
So, yeah, we stopped and got that. I mean, because it was too hot. Like, I wasn't going to push it. It's definitely not next month because it's going to be even hotter.
Well, and I was sick then, too. Like, I was sick that day.
Oh. Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't even know, honestly, on Friday, I didn't even know if I was going to be able to go. I did not feel good. And I think Saturday, I just kind of got like a boost. And I was like, I got to go. It's Larvitar.
She was lit.
Yeah, I was like, I just have to.
That unbiased and that's right. Fervor.
Exactly.
We got to go. We're on Lucky Eggs.
And then I think you paid. Right.
Hurry up, people.
So we got to go. I think you pay for it a couple of days after that, but
yeah, that was not good.
It was just like really important, especially during this time, to get water in. Mm-hmm. And we went through almost 2 cases of water.
I got one this time.
You did.
Up top.
Oh my gosh.
You were in time.
I missed.
You never give high fives.
That I was trying to make the sound for the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, there you go.
My arms are short.
She's got short little arms.
And that was just an epic fail all the way around. So how about this? Up top.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, though, I appreciate that water because I sure drank some.
Heck yeah.
And we brought water too. And we kept stopping at the car to like gulp it down. But so it was nice to have some.
Yeah, we got a good parking spot, so we were
prime.
Yeah, in our prime little, it was right in our walking path.
So, community day number 7, Squirtle. We don't need to talk about it a lot because, again, we did talk about it on the last podcast in error, but whatever. Niantic likes to play games. Okay. So, we think it's going to be Hydro Cannon again.
Yeah, that's what everybody's talking about on Reddit.
And is this shiny Squirtle, is it like purple or something? I think it has like a purple tint to it.
I don't know, but I hope it's pretty because the Larvitar was not cute. Mm-hmm. It was like an ugly
lime green.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been, if you're going to be lime green, fine, but be like bright and, cheery. It was like a weird.
Almost like a mustardy kind of.
Yeah. I was like, that thing is ugly.
Dang.
I really wish we would get the Squirtle, the Squirtle squad.
Yeah.
With glasses, that would be so cute.
And I know we talked about it before, and I think I actually finally saw a picture of it. I think there were 5, and the lead Squirtle and Squirtle squad had different types of glasses. They had more of the cool with the pointed edge. The other ones had, I think, the normal.
In the 80s.
Yeah. So they need to do that. I mean, I know Niantic listens to this podcast.
Absolutely.
Every week.
Come on, Niantic.
On SoundCloud.com/ANX Gamecast. Okay. Anyway, so any more thoughts about Larvitar or Squirtle?
My only thing is that I feel like we talked about this before, but like I'm excited for Squirtle, but I'm kind of like, are they going to do something like liven it up or switch it up? Oh, we talked about it with Roman because he kept talking about switching it up.
Right.
Or spicing it up. He kept saying spicing it up. Yeah, I feel like they need to spice it up because it's like getting very kind of redundant, I feel like. Even though it's only once a month, it's still just like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's redundant. And again, they're not going to cater towards us Texans, but it's very hot out there. Like really, really, really hot.
Yeah.
I can't say it enough. So it's like running around out there for 3 hours or whatever it is, it needs to be worth it.
Right.
And I like Squirtle. Because I'm down with the original red and blue, and I guess yellow. But, you know, is it worth having a heat stroke?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I don't think it is. No, but I mean, we're gonna go.
Yeah, we'll go. But
I mean,
we're gonna complain the whole time.
Yeah,
complain or like I said, might have to bail out early. Just if it gets to, you know, or go eat and just whatever.
Kind of duck into some of the businesses, pretend like you're buying something.
Yep.
Yeah, make them hate us even more.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to
round two.
And
Diane.
Oh.
We think the new field research will give us a
Snorlax.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. That's not how Snorlax sounds. I don't know if I can do it, but it's more like
Snorlax.
Okay. Something like that. Okay. So
I just call him Snore.
Snore. Okay.
Snore.
Okay.
Diss.
Okay. So this has not been confirmed. And I think they tweeted this, yesterday, day before, something like that. They said there was going to be new field research. We assumed, well, I did anyway, that it was probably going to be one of the legendary dogs or whatever they are. Just keep going in order with maybe a Lugia, maybe, you know, something they've already, a legendary they've already done. But the picture they show was of Snorlax.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if you look at the picture, he's looking at something. So maybe if
he's a bird.
Yeah. Maybe some, you know. Ah. Hey, I'm just saying. You never know.
I mean, I would take a Lugia too because I only have like two.
But they specifically said it was something in the Kanto region. So
it did. Things that are familiar to the Kanto region. So
well, I mean, Ho-Oh, when he was still in Kanto, that's where he saw the Ho-Oh.
I don't think that counts.
That counts.
That counts.
I mean, the first legendary Pokemon ever seen in Pokemon was Ho-Oh.
I think it was the shiny one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because his feather was gold.
Yeah, so could be a Ho-Oh. Anyway, yeah. Snorlax. So I think I'm gonna take a break on this one. There are rumors on the internet, the interwebs, that it could be a shiny. So if that's the case, then I'll go for it. But I have a 98 Snorlax that's almost maxed out. So
I'm rolling my eyes. I know the viewers or the subscribers can't hear.
if they could, then you might want to get that checked out.
Something is wrong.
Well, it was kind of like last, you know, this current one with Articuno. I have a 98 Articuno. So I was able to just take that off, and I wasn't really, you know, turning in all my fear research. And I was actually, as of right now, I have one that I have not attempted to catch. So I'm going to try to wait until the new one comes up and see if I can claim this reward, and maybe it'll be a Snorlax. Because we'll see. I just want to test it out because I don't need it either way. So do you have a
nice?
Do you don't have a good Snorlax?
I have a 96.
See?
Oh. It was my first one actually that I ever my first 10K egg that ever hatched.
Oh, okay.
Was a Snorlax. That's the best one I've gotten. the rest
I mean, that's not bad. I mean,
yeah,
especially if you got it a long time ago, because that has super, you know, super high HP, is good to put in a gym and all that kind of good stuff.
It's got Lick Hyper Beam though. I have one with Body Slam, which is a legacy move, but the IVs are bad, really bad. So I'm hoping I might trade it maybe to my son and it'll be, you know, I don't know, it'll get a better IV or get a boost or something.
Right. So yeah, we need to talk about that coming up. But
unbiased Dan.
What about you? You got a good Snorlax? I feel like you don't.
No, I have a 94.
Okay. I mean, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Snorlax is my favorite.
He's so cute.
So I know you're gonna catch four, right?
Yeah,
you're gonna do all four.
I'm gonna catch them all. So yeah.
I see what you did there.
I'm cool, guys.
Okay.
And she's not just saying it, she really does catch them all.
Right. So a 94, 96, and a 98. So maybe, hopefully, one of us can get a perfect during the next month. So any other thoughts about Snorlax?
No, I just think that would be really cool. It's weird. He's not even legendary, but Snorlax is just a super cool Pokemon.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done something else, like maybe one of the regionals that we don't have yet.
Oh, that okay. Hello.
Yeah. That I'm sorry. Would be I'm sorry. Awesome. I'm just stealing all of Snorlax's thunder. I hope he doesn't sit on me or something like that.
That would be awesome.
Now, Snorlax with pulverizing pancake would be awesome.
See, now you're pulling out what?
That.
Pulling out new moves and.
That's a move, though.
It sounds like it's one of these moves. But.
I think it's in the newest games, though. Like, I want to say, I don't know.
Sun and Moon or.
Sun and Moon.
Yeah, or something like that.
Pulverizing pancake.
Pulverizing pancake. I've seen it. I've just seen the animation, and it looks really cool. I wanted to have that.
That makes me want pancakes.
So now we need. So they haven't put out the thing before Snorlax, right? In Pokemon Go. So that would be a cool one for Community Day. Get the new move. Get the new Pokemon. Get the shiny.
Oh, Munchlax.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because it's Gen 4, I think.
Well, that's coming soon, right?
It is coming soon.
You would think so. Maybe by the end of the year, maybe.
I think so.
If they keep doing it the way they're doing it, they'll put out the baby ones towards the end of the year for Christmas event or something
like
that.
We'll get it right after the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
The babies.
Mm-hmm. Cute, shiny babies.
Are you bullying the baby?
I'm bullying cute, shiny babies. Baby? I'm like, again, my favorite Pokemon is Mewtwo. No babies there. Specifically, Giovanni's Mewtwo with the full body armor. We need cool Pokemon, not cute shiny baby Pokemon. We don't need that. Those are weak. I need strength. I need raw power.
He's hardcore.
Yes.
Heartless.
Anyway, let's move on. Two.
Round three.
And let's talk about the new feature that they introduced that we've been waiting for like, yes. Like what, 2 years now?
Yes.
They've been speculating and talking about.
Yep.
You can finally make friends in Pokemon Go and trade Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I was.
We thought it'd never get here.
We thought it would never come, especially on the last episode we did talking to Roman, known spoofer. I mean, he agreed that the spoofing may have messed up the trading aspect of the game. So when they came out and they showed those first pictures where it costs like a million Stardust to trade legendaries, I was like, I'm okay with that.
What?
Just because of the spoofers. Like, I don't have a whole bunch of like high level, you know, legendaries and shinies and stuff to trade people because I don't spoof.
Wasn't it? It's like a million if you're not like best friends.
Right.
So if you're best friends and it was way less, like 100,000.
I think it's going to be 40K.
Or 40K. Okay. Yeah.
Whenever you meet that level, that best friend level.
Right. I'm not spending $1 million on anybody.
No.
So I was okay with it just because that's, you know, whatever to the spoofers.
Kind of like a ha-ha.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they probably have a whole lot of perfect IVs and shinies and legendaries from all over the place that they can trade. But not if they don't have the dust to do it.
Right. And that's true. Now IVs, I mean, your hundreds don't even matter anymore.
Right.
In that respect anyway, because it'll nerf the IV once. And
wait, what? What are you talking about?
So it does. So the IVs, they re-roll.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to want to give you 100 IV, it wouldn't be 100.
More than likely, it would. It could be, right? If I'm not mistaken, from what I saw when I did trade, because we traded a couple, and it looks like whatever the current IV is, it could be that. But
it gives you a range.
It gives you a range.
Oh,
like I got a Dragonite today on my second ever trade. That was originally 100 IV. It's a crap IV now. It's probably like a 56 now.
Oh, that much of a range difference?
But I really wanted it because it's from Japan.
Or did they just tell you it was 100 IV?
No, I did see it was 100.
Like they just told you that. This is 100 IV Dragonite.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Give me that perfect Rayquaza.
So they do that. I think they did that also as a like a, you know, to spoofers because then it's not marketable.
Right.
Right.
They can't gain anything from
it. It'd be hard to sell that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something else we talked about. Because just in MMOs in general, again, this is not quite at MMO status yet, but it's getting there. A lot of people make a lot of money selling their accounts or selling items, merchandise, or in this case, high IV Pokemon. for real, some of that real USD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just not lucrative for them to do that now.
Right.
So,
yeah, because you can't even buy it.
Sorry about you, the ones that were jumping all over the place.
Sorry about you.
To get, you know, those all those hundreds. I mean, it's really not, just not going to make them any cooler.
Nope.
Now.
So. No.
And so, now the bad IVs could now get re-rolled into be
something good.
So now I got to keep them all.
No, yeah.
So,
I'm not. I'm still like, I think, I don't know if I said this on the podcast or not, but I know I said it to you a bunch of times. I'm getting really close to, if it's under 90 IV, I'm transferring it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm almost at the point where I have like 200 Pokemon, excellent Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Yeah. Like I can still go give a gym the beat down, mm-hmm. or, you know, I can take on the Mewtwo by myself. Right now.
Could you?
With my 200 excellent Pokemon.
No, okay.
Right, you know. So, yeah, anything under a 90, I'm thinking of transferring. As of right now, I've gotten to the point where I keep anything over 85, and I'm trying to keep male and female.
Right.
Just in case. But, yeah, I can't do it. I can't keep a bunch of low-level Pokemon in hopes of trading it, and maybe it'll be good for someone else.
Well, see, I was actually starting to trade in legendaries. Not trade, but transfer.
What?
Yes, because...
What?
We only have that 1,500 bag or the box limit.
I think they raised it, didn't they?
Not the box limit.
That's for
the
items?
Bag space. Just, okay. Now you can get 2,000 items.
Okay.
Because, oh, okay.
Because of all the stuff that they're doing now, gifting and whatnot. But no, it's still at 1,500. So I was actually doing male and female plus... over 90, mm-hmm. Plus level 32 or above.
Oh, so I mean,
it could be a really great IV, but be like 91 CP or something.
Yeah, no, I got one. I got something that's 98, but it's like 55 CP.
Yeah, that's like, so much dust. To,
like
no,
what?
I can't invest that much dust.
Huh? Yeah, it's like, no.
I'm still sitting over here. Like, that's just crazy about the IV.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, if anything, I would have been like, hey Diane, since you have 52 Lugia, could I have one? That'd be one I would ask for, but there's no point in me getting one from you. I already have two. I would want a better one.
Right.
And now there's like, it's just
Well, but you don't have a shiny one.
No.
And I don't have a shiny one.
Mm-mm.
I don't have a shiny.
I'll give you a shiny one.
You will?
I will.
Hey, I'll give you a Pidgey.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
What about me? Okay. Yeah, you got me?
I'm gonna give you one.
So, like, we got a special guest here. I'm gonna shout him out later, but he's doing a good job of keeping everything under control over there. So, since
Diane
won't give me a shiny Lugia, somebody else will. So, here we go. I'll make sure to get one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited now.
But that means we got to get out and raid more.
Hey, so, you didn't have one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because that's when she was in the hospital. When the shiny Lugias came back, and we only were able to do the one Lugia raid.
Yep.
Yep.
That's true. And I did get a better Lugia than I had before,
right.
But it still wasn't like great. It was still 80 something.
And it wasn't shiny.
And it wasn't shiny.
Yeah.
Yep. I totally forgot about that. I was down for the count for that month. And I was down for the count for the month prior because I felt horrible for a whole month prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true.
So the only thing that I'm not liking so far about this Friends thing is it's a little laggy on the phone. Like, it's starting to make me not want to add a whole bunch of people.
Well, let me ask you this. What is there a point to add a bunch of friends? Because I saw somebody posted in our chat, I need more friends on this account. Add me. And I was wondering why.
Well, I guess I would need to do some research on it. Maybe Diane knows. I don't know. But we do know once you become better friends.
Something you don't know?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch I don't know. Like, I don't know what's for dinner. So
he is stuck on that.
Pancakes.
Oh, pancakes. Okay.
That's right.
We know that once you become friends and you become super friends, ultra friends, BFFs.
Friends. Good friends, great friends, ultra friends, best friends.
Right. Every time you move up, when you do raids and gym battles, you take off more damage.
Mm-hmm.
So what I don't know
oh.
is does that stack? meaning I'm friends with you,
Diane,
and we're fighting in a raid, so my damage is boosted. But I'm also BFF with
Unbiased Am.
So does that boost my boosted from the boost I got from
Diane?
Like
you,
I don't know.
Do you get two boosts, basically?
Right. Does it stack? Does the damage stack? So that would be the point of having more, as many friends as possible.
Right.
So when you go to those raids, everyone around you will be boosting your attack.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it.
Good point.
I doubt it, but maybe.
We'd have to see. It's still the early stages now.
Still early stages, yeah.
We're in like day 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And
none of us are even great friends yet.
Right.
Right.
And the raid we did earlier today, all those people are familiar, mm-hmm. but I wasn't even friends with half of those people. So.
We don't really have a lot of friends. I literally like picked a few people that I knew I wanted to be friends with. And you included.
Oh,
and
honored.
I think you might have been the first one, actually. But yeah, there was a few where it was like, okay, we did like 6 people. And we're like, okay, that's good.
I think I have like 16 friends.
Yeah, then it kind of grew. Then I started getting, once I updated our number on the chat, I got more requests and stuff.
The digits.
And I gave them your digits, too.
Man, you giving out my phone number?
I did.
Okay. So like I said, that's one of the things that I'm not liking about it so far. It's a little laggy. Like once you go to that screen and start trying to flip through stuff,
oh yeah,
it kind of lags a little bit. So they're gonna have to do something about that.
Probably the next update.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I don't really care what the last Pokemon you caught was. Like,
yeah.
I don't need that info. And if it's gonna, you know, bog down the app, let's take that out.
And there's also some misinformation too, because it said you caught Regice,
and I didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't.
And it did that to Josh.
Excellent throw after excellent throw. I didn't catch it, but it told everybody else that I did.
Yeah.
Lies.
Lies.
Yeah,
I did that to Josh too.
I wish it would just list here's your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to. I don't need to know that you just caught a Spinarak.
And
you know, it's like, okay.
Well, especially because the next natural evolution for this is maybe beacons or chat inside the game. So they're gonna have to take some stuff out to make room so the app is not lagging and just run through your battery life like with the quickness.
I don't really want them to add all that. I don't want it to get too overly complicated.
You know it's coming.
I didn't know it was coming. I didn't even think about chat.
Yeah, some they have. I mean,
and what's beacon?
A beacon
where you can see other people close by.
Oh, yeah. Like Final Fantasy.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, so what you would do is you would go to a raid location and you would set the beacon and it would alert all of your friends.
Oh, find my friends, like that Find My Friends app.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I said, that's just the next natural progression of what they're probably trying to do or could do with the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But like I said, that's just going to bog down the app even more.
Yeah. I like the battle screen though. Now when you're in the lobby and your friends are like, they have this like little like
powered up like Super Saiyan
aura. Yeah. Someone said that today at the raid.
Yeah.
When we did our first raid, it was just us two. I think it was over here by us, and it lit up, and I was looking, and it showed Genesis on there, and he was all lit up, and I was like, why are you lit up? Because you're level 40. Because I'm thinking, I was like, because I'm 39. And
just
then,
snapping at me.
I know.
Dang.
I was like, hating. Oh, you get extra, like, little, you know, animation. And then I looked at his screen, and I saw it on his screen, I was lit up. So I was like, oh, just kidding.
Mm. Oh, man. But can I just say, that first hour and a half before everybody else got it, because it was a slow rollout for the friends and trading and all that. Oh, man, the level 38s and the 39s and the 30s. Anybody that wasn't level 40 couldn't. Mm-hmm. Have the friends thing yet.
Oh,
and
really?
So us level 40s, yeah, we were all putting our codes in the chat and they're like, wow. Well, you just go on with your level 40 self.
Super jealous, I'm sure.
The salt
Jelly
was real.
Sickles.
Yes.
The salt.
So how long did it go on where it was only 40?
Just it like, was probably like 2 hours, maybe not even that long.
And then it went to, you have to be like 37 and up or
I think
something?
It was 38. Because then I could add my son.
Okay.
And then, and it just kind of like
slowly kept going down. Yeah.
So then it was like 36 and then 35. And then eventually, I think by the end of the day, I think it was like 20, and then the next day everybody. And it's supposed to be like level 10 and up.
I think that's how they did it with like the gyms, or it was something like
that.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Because they first rolled it out when they first revamped the gym battle system. It was level 35s could do the raids.
Oh. The raids. That's right. That's what it was. The raids.
It was the raids. And then various, you know, I think then maybe in the next, I think it took like 2 weeks, and then everybody could do it. Cause then we had like level sevens trying to do, you know, people that had just started the whole game.
So. Yeah. Cause I was like 31 when we started, when they redid the, I was 31 when the legendaries were coming out, the birds.
Right.
That's right. Okay.
Come so far.
I know.
It's been only a year.
I'm still stuck on 39.
Yeah, but are you level 40 yet?
No, but I'm almost at 4 million.
But I mean, it is a task. I mean, you hit level 37 and you're only halfway through the game. That's,
I know, it's insane.
Well, what's funny is I told someone in our group that they didn't believe me. They verified it, and I haven't seen them at a raid since.
Oh yeah, because they were like, "Oh, I'm 37. I'm almost 40." And you were like, "Nah."
And I was like, "Nah, son."
Oh no!
I was like, "Nah." And I had to show them, like, check out how much, you know, because I don't think I was at 40 yet. I was like at 39. I was almost at 40, so I was showing him how much XP I had versus what he had, and he was like, "Oh."
Dang.
Crushed his dreams.
Yeah, I think it was some different four-letter words. But it's like, what am I doing? So anyway, any more thoughts on the friends and the trading?
It's so exciting. I'm so excited. It's just such an exciting time. Can I just say, I mean, is there any, I don't know if there is, but I just think it's so cool that this mobile app has brought all these people together. I mean, I don't think that there's anything else that does this, like the community days and gets people just like out.
It does, stuff. But it's going to sound really nerdy. Like there's a whole, I mean, for example, haven't you played Diablo?
Yes.
Have you not met people on Diablo?
I don't think so. Not like this.
Well, there are other games like.
And you're sitting behind your computer screen.
But you can talk to them.
Yeah, but this is like, we have a whole group here.
And you're getting out and you're traveling like now. To get these 7K eggs, I really want to take like day trips, you know, like go 400 miles and go get some gifts to give to people so that they can get the you know, the mileage on their, I think it's the pilot.
Oh, yeah.
We've got those three new badges now.
Yeah. So we did that. Cool. We were trading some stuff that we got in the Dominican Republic and that we got in Seattle.
Oh, I want one of those.
So...
That helped with the mileage.
Yeah.
Just FYI, man, I still have not uploaded those pictures from the Funko HQ store that we went to. You saw some pictures?
Because I sent them.
You sent them?
Yeah.
But I need to upload them to anxgamecenter.com.
That was so cool. Diane and I were just talking about it. It was so cool. That's not like a 30-minute trip. Literally, I think we were there for an hour and a half.
I think it was longer than that.
It was such a cool store.
And like I said, I think they're putting an arcade in there soon. Anyway. Friends trading. You said something that triggered something, but now I don't remember.
So how many friends do you have while you're thinking about it, Genesis?
I have 84.
Oh, okay.
What?
I figured you had like 250 or something.
You can only have 200.
Oh, okay.
I've kind of slowed down in the last couple of days because, you know, you can only do 20 gifts at a time.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm sorry. You can only open 20 gifts, and I haven't been opening the gifts that I've had from a couple of days because... I need more egg space.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's what I was going to mention. I haven't hatched eggs or even tried to hatch eggs for so long.
Yeah,
I think
I noticed you haven't opened my gift.
I don't have... Yeah, I don't have space. I just don't have the...
Dis.
Space.
She called you out.
Yeah, I know. It's a situation where... And I just need to go ahead and start trying to hatch eggs again. When the mythical quests first happened, like... I was putting on eggs constantly. And then I was like, okay, there's no more tasks where I need to hatch eggs. So let me just keep them. I don't want to be in a situation, you know, I've been through some droughts with eggs where I'm spinning and I'm not getting any eggs. Like I would spin 20 stops and get one egg. Like that's happened to me before. So I was like, okay, now that I have them, just in case there's some more quests or whatever, research that I need to hatch eggs with, I need to keep them. So that's why I stopped hatching. And then all of a sudden this happens and it's like, I can't open anything. I'm not good friends with anyone. Like I'm solo dolo. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm getting texts. Like, literally, I think I've gotten 2 or 3 texts today just saying, hey, man, open a gift. Like, hey, open it and I'm going to send you another one.
My friend.
Yeah. Open it. I'm going to send you another. I'm
like, accept my love.
I'm like, I can't. Like, I don't want to waste. I don't know what happens. You just waste the egg or you just don't get the egg.
You don't get it.
Yeah. See, no.
Just like if you spin a stop and you have no egg space and there's an egg there, you don't get it.
I don't have time for that.
That's my challenge too. I didn't accept gifts for like 4 days, the first 4 days, because I was like, my eggs are full. I have 9 eggs already. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we got to go hatch these eggs because I want to get the gifts.
Right. So what that did was got us all moving again. It got me moving so I could go and get more egg space.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm about to put some in the incubator right now.
You do it. Then let's go walking.
Let's go. Hurry it up.
Walk and get some dinner.
We'll walk to IHOB.
Walk to the fridge.
IHOB.
No. Don't get me started.
We'll go to IHOB for pancakes.
Let's change it back to IHOB, the International House of Pokemon.
Yes. This is my thing. Can I just say, I don't want to get completely off subject, but they haven't changed their sign. Their sign still says IHOB.
Maybe ours is just
publicity,
cheap.
I think.
Oh, okay.
Probably. I think it's something that probably just caught on, so they just kept going with it.
But the Twitter sphere, though, like right after that was so funny. All the different burger joints were like...
Oh, especially Wendy's.
Wendy's was the best, I think. I think we went to Wendy's because of that tweet that day, and I told them, I was like, I'm only here because you guys just... Because
your Twitter account is awesome.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
You guys were lit today.
I mean, I can go for a spicy chicken sandwich with bacon and cheese.
From Wendy's?
Right
or
now.
From IHOB?
For IHOB?
No, from Wendy's.
Okay. I did ask him the other day, I go, you want to go to IHOB for a burger? He's like, no.
I mean, I do want to try it. Obviously, they done something different, I'm assuming, than the burgers and that they had. But generally speaking, no, I'm not trying to go there. So anyway, we were talking about friends. We talked about trading. We talked about gifting.
And it's not all really high in Stardust costs. Because today I traded with someone for the first time and it was only 100.
100.
Yeah, it's just legendaries and shinies.
Yeah. The first day I tried. So when me and one of the other mods from the chat, we were like, let's just see how much it would be. So we tried it and he's a level 40. 500,000 Stardust. I didn't even have enough.
Oh my gosh.
You're not eligible for this.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It was a shiny. We were going to trade. Like, he didn't get a shiny Mareep. And I just wanted another Larvitar because I only got 2.
Yeah.
So we were going to try that. And we were like, no, let's talk about this in 3 months. You know, when it's...
Yeah.
When we're best friends.
Once we're BFF. Friends. Yeah. And I think it's a situation where... and I think those are considered special trades. Mm-hmm. And you can only do them once a day.
Once a day.
So just that throwing that out there.
Or a dex entry. If it's one that you don't have, like a regional.
Right.
Yeah.
So gift. Let's talk about these 7K eggs real quick. They look fancy.
Yeah. Oh, they're cute.
So what's in them?
It's Alolan from the Alolan region.
I want the Sandshrew. I want the Vulpix.
I've got so many.
You got them already?
I've got so
I've been catching these little scruffy looking rats outside.
Yeah.
I like them better than the original rats, but.
They're standing up. They're funny.
I don't like the Exeggutor though.
What?
I didn't like that.
I think it was cool.
It looks silly.
I don't know. It was kind of cool. It's got a dragon move. It's half dragon.
I think I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got dragon. Why might I have some that have dragon pulse, I think.
Yeah.
Why can't it be like Exeggutor part 2 or something so we can get another Pokédex?
Oh, I know.
Another thing in our Pokédex.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird.
It's all about
like the cast forms. The cast form.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it needs to have its own little thing in the Pokédex.
Well, but it's still an Exeggutor.
Or maybe it does. Maybe you just don't get credit because it's still an Exeggutor.
In your dex, it'll have like kind of how it has a male and female. It'll have the, I want to say that it does give you, it shows you the different ones that you have.
Another entry.
Yeah, Alolan form.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does it. Alolan form and then regular.
But you couldn't even see his face right there.
I know. It's funny when he's in a gym, it's like his heart is like way up there. And he's, and he, even when you're battling him, he'll like, He goes off the screen, and then when he bops you with his head, it goes. it's just funny. But yeah, I haven't gotten one of the grimers yet. I have about 10 sand shrews.
I gotta get the sand shrew.
And oh, sand slash looks so cool. Can I just say
that's what I need.
Let's go. I have it in a gym right now, but
see, that's what I need.
It looks really cool. And I haven't gotten. I just got the Vulpix.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sand slash.
Yep. That's what. See, I need that.
He looks awesome. Oh, he's dead. Aww. I guess he came home and I didn't notice.
You need to take him to Nurse Joy at the Pokestop. So anyway, anything else before we move on to our bonus round? Anything else about the friends or eggs? Or I think we covered everything.
I'm so super excited for all of it. It's going to be fun.
So you want to like leave midway through the podcast and go play and just, all right,
about it. No.
Peace out sign.
No.
He's like, catch you on the flip side.
So let's try to do this. Let's move on to our
bonus round.
And let's talk about the new Pokemon video game coming out for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah.
This fall. Let's go Eevee and let's go Pikachu. Like, you all suck for making two because now we pre-ordered both. Just because. But whatever. I haven't heard a lot about this game. What I did hear about it, I wasn't like super excited like as I thought I was going to be. Because if I'm not mistaken, whatever you've seen or caught on Pokemon Go will then be unlocked inside of Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. But if I'm not mistaken, you can't transfer Pokemon from Let's Go to Pokemon Go.
Right.
So that doesn't even make sense. I catch it here. So let's go. So I should be able to take it on the go with me, and I can't.
And send it back.
It's just a one-way train, I think.
One-way ticket.
That's it.
But I think I did hear that you can do, I don't know, mini games or things of that nature inside of Let's Go, and you can transfer maybe items or something back to Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard that. So that's cool. Do you have a pre-order yet?
I do not, but I will be doing that on Amazon.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Good call.
Good call. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the link out there, friends, just so it's easy for everyone to get to. It's not that we get any monetary benefit from you clicking our link, but we do. So
it's not that we don't, but we do.
When you get a chance and you want to pre-order this game, it's going to be on our website, annexgamecenter.com/shop. There will be a link there so you can pre-order Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu, or the Pokeball Plus. We need to talk about that. And so just click our link. That'll throw a little bit of money back to our show so we can continue to upgrade things on our podcast and our Twitch stream. So actually, any purchase you make on Amazon, just go through our website first. We'll get a little credit for that. Anyway. annexgamecenter.com/shop. Pokeball Plus.
That looks really cool. Almost like the Pogo Plus, right?
It's like a real big ball though, right? Well, like, isn't it?
It's not that big. It's probably like a ping pong. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was bigger for some reason. I don't know why.
I mean, it makes
cute sounds.
Well, now that I read about it, like fully, mm-hmm. It's almost exactly like Pogo Plus. Mm-hmm. The same Pogo Plus that failed me during the last community day.
It sure did. We missed the perfect.
So basically, you take it with you, and it's just like, it's a goofier, nerdier looking Pokemon Go Plus.
Because everyone knows you're playing.
Yeah, because now you're just walking around with this Pokeball, and then it buzzes, and when there's a Pokemon in range, you press the button just like Pogo Plus. The only thing that I'm really excited for is that it comes with a Mew.
That's confirmed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Comes with a Mew. I think it might just be a Mew in game.
I was gonna say it comes with a Mew for the game. You don't get it, like you said, in your Pokemon Go.
I don't think so, but let me see if I can.
Yeah, because in Pogo you can only get one.
This is what it says
on
the official website. Every Pokeball Plus contains your very own mythical Pokemon Mew.
Wow.
So it doesn't really say if it's just in-game or if it's on Pokemon Go or not.
Hmm. And you can't take it from the game anyway.
Right.
So
So we'll see. I guess we'll see when it comes out. Generally speaking, the Pokeball Plus looks cool. Mm-hmm. And it can be used as a Joy-Con on the Switch.
Right.
So they're just trying to get you, you know, Pokemon just ingrained in your head 24/7. I think this might be a good time to bring those e-cards back. I think that's what they were called. Back in the day, they had something called an e-card reader. You would buy the packs of cards. You can scan them. And then you would unlock that Pokemon in the game.
What?
Or something along those lines.
That sounds cool.
And that didn't really catch on. And the cards didn't really sell like they were supposed to. Now they're worth a lot of money.
Really?
Do you have any?
I have a few.
Well, now they have codes too. Like you can, I know someone during the community today was going to GameStop because they had the some card or whatever for a shiny.
Yeah, GameStop usually gives out, like you said, codes that you can unlock inside of the game on the Nintendo 2DS, 3DS, whatever you play. Mm-hmm. So you, and it's usually like a really high level, at least level, the lowest I've seen is a 50, but usually 75 or 100, which is the highest level you can get in the game. Wow. But they expire. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Cause I don't play that game anymore. I do like to pick it up here or there, but it like I said, it's expired. So it's like, oh, like this is why I wanted to pick it up and it's already done. So, yeah, and I'm assuming that other places give them out too. GameStop is just really good about that stuff. I think like places like Best Buy have those same types of cards, but they just don't do a good job of.
That's not their main thing.
They don't care.
Yeah.
You're buying a TV.
Right. Are you doing a pre-order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Pokeball Plus and.
That sounds exciting.
Diane.
Is going to pre-order.
I am going to pre-order it.
Through our website.
I've
okay.
Just procrastination. Well, when the pre-orders first started, I don't think that they were offering that with, because I think they ran out or I don't know what.
Well, yeah, when it first started, you can get the game by itself. Mm-hmm. And then you can buy the Pokeball Plus.
Separately
by itself. The Pokeball Plus separately is what sold out quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then they put out the combo pack where mm-hmm. you can get the game and then comes with the Pokeball Plus. Mm-hmm. So I think now everything is back in stock. Mm-hmm. At anxgamecenter.com
/shop.
So yeah, I'm looking at the picture now. It's like I don't have the Pokeball Plus pre-ordered by itself, and I'm looking at it like, man, that looks dope.
But isn't it like $50 or something?
$49.99.
Yeah, I remember thinking like, dang, that's expensive. Yeah.
So it's
like a game,
it's a controller.
It's yeah,
like a controller.
Yeah.
And so it's, I guess that is a good deal that you can get the game and the Pokeball Plus for $99.99.
The Niantic's taking my money. Then the Pokemon Company is going to take it again.
Yeah, Nintendo. And
to Nintendo's.
Yeah. So it comes with like a wristband and like a little ring so it won't, you won't drop it. So it goes around your finger. Oh. So like I said, so
like
everyone.
The Wii remotes. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone can know you're nerdy and walking around playing Pokemon Go.
Nerdy and proud.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the game itself, I don't know much about the game. Does anybody else know much about the game? All I know is that it had Pokemon Go functionality, and I was like, I'm in.
It's Kanto region only.
Right.
It's just the first 150 Pokemon, and I guess they're going to, they're going to have, like, players interacting with each other. I don't know. So I guess that's one of the features, though. If, like, I have one, and you guys have one, we're supposed to be able to play in the game together, right?
Oh.
That's one of the things that I thought I understood about
it. Is that like co-op? Is that what that usually means?
Well, it just depends on what's going on in the game.
But that kind of makes the feature of like the handhelds too, right? Kind of where those, they two can talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be exchanging Switch friend codes. Am I saying that right?
Maybe.
Because I don't have any friends on my Switch, but I really don't play Switch that much. So we'll see. So, yeah, definitely need to read up more about the game. Maybe the next time we record, when we record our Squirtle episode, maybe we can go deeper into the details about Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. We're getting close to wrapping up the show, and the person I was about to shout out just like left the room.
Oh no. Oh.
See you later, Dylan.
What?
Oh wait, he heard us.
Oh, he's back. Shout out to Dylan. Not making noise. Go ahead, make some noise now. We're here. We're done. We're almost done.
You can go woohoo.
He's over it now.
Yeah.
You did so good.
You did really good, Dylan. You're welcome. Thanks for participating.
You contributed a lot to the podcast today. Your insight was amazing. He said, what did I do?
He's the highest, he's the highest 11-year-old trainer that I know. He's 38.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
So.
Yeah, because we got somebody else over here that's 39. So.
Oh, my God.
I think,
I'm going to help you.
I think you might hit 40 before she does.
I bet that may happen. Because
you almost have 4 million.
I know.
I'm only 500K
in. You can do it. And I'm going to help you so you trade me that shiny Lugia. All
right.
Yeah.
Y'all can become BFF.
Ooh. Next time on ANX Gamecast. Maybe I'll throw my code out there.
Somebody did that on... I follow somebody on Instagram that is a big, it's a big Pokemon page or something. Anyway, they put their code out and they got completely bombarded.
Oh yeah.
So you follow other gaming pages on Instagram?
Yeah.
Besides ANX Gamecast?
Yeah. Dun, what? Dun, dun. I know. I gotta keep it diverse, you know.
Doing your opposition research.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. I'm spying.
Spying on them. Okay.
You know, on what other people are doing.
We call it in politics.
Right.
So anyway, before we wrap up the show, anybody have anything else they want to talk about, they want to share?
No, I mean, I'm with Diane. I am excited about the friends and trading thing, even though I haven't really done a lot with it yet, but I think it's a step in the right direction of, as Roman says, spicing it up.
Spicing it up. Maybe I need to get something from Fantana.
Yeah.
Spice. Yeah.
It just seems like there's so much that it's evolved. I mean, even just in the last year.
Yeah. It's
it just
crazy.
Seemed like for a while, you know, I was the only one that I knew that played, and it was just kind of the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, and I guess all of that time they were just kind of developing these things, but you know, it's the highest player rate that they've had since it came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So the hype is coming back to it. So.
Well, and I've been telling people who used to play, you know, if you're going to get back into it now is the time. Like if you go and reinstall it and look at it now, it's like a totally different game.
Oh yeah.
So, oh, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's legit. And I think I said this on the podcast before, when it first came out, I played it, but I wasn't a big fan because I played the actual game, and I think there was some jokes there between me and
Unbiased Dan.
She was like, "Oh, I wish I could do this," or you know, "What about this or that?" I'm like, "Yeah, if you play the real game, like you can do all of those things." So this was like a very, very watered down, dumbed down version of
the original,
but it's getting a lot better. Unfortunately for us over here, we're already max level, so.
But that XP keeps climbing.
It does.
And that's been speculated too. So,
yeah. So, anyway.
I just can't wait to see what happens next. I think it's going to be really great. And summer, I think we've got a whole summer full of events ahead of us. The three global events.
Too hot.
I think it'll be fun. I'm still going to play.
All right. Too hot.
She's die hard.
Yeah. That's why I'll be level 50 and you'll still be level
40.
This.
I kid.
No, that's probably true. I can totally see that happening.
Especially because we play MPQ.
That is true. Oh my gosh. I tried it. It's just, I have all my heart is here, you know. I need to.
She can't split her heart.
I know.
Okay. So
I'll try. It's a balance. I know it's a balance.
All right. Well, our squad is full. Our alliance is full. Oh, so it's hard to get in. Yeah. It's hard to get in. So,
but don't worry, because once you start slacking, we kick you out of the group.
Yeah.
So there may be an open spot for you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, for all the listeners out there, we're talking about Marvel's Puzzle Quest again. If you want to join our alliance there, it's ANX space Gamecast. But again, good luck finding.
You can't join before I can, though.
Right.
Well, yeah. Hey, you got any of those level 300 people out there and all that kind of good stuff? Come on. Oh, come on, join our alliance. So anyway, it's time to wrap up the show.
Aw.
There'll be others. Follow us, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at ANX Gamecast. Twitch at ANX Gamecast. We have a new Twitch stream. We have a new Twitch setup. It looks all fancy now. It's probably going to change in the next week. But as of right now, streaming Mario Tennis Aces. So come join us on Twitch. Trying to find a way to get it on YouTube. Again, that's at ANX Game Center. Any emails about today's show, please send them to podcast@anxgamecenter.com.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Be on the lookout for more bonus levels coming soon. See you next time.